The Adventures of Ruby.
It was drawing to a close. There was still a few loose ends, quite a few, but the hell with them. There was just one big one I was waiting to tie, to even the score, the Slimies. I was waiting to hear from Toots Mutant, one of the Zoot Mutants. She was a genetically engineered genius that didn't work out. Another mishap. She swaggered around in a laser zoot suit. I saw her once with her suit in the down mode. She was attractive. Odd, among all those deformed mutants. She was tough. She thought and talked like a computer, bragged that she had silicone chips implanted in her brains. Could be. In fact, she rarely spoke other than the native code, punk digitalk. She too hated the Slimies, had a score to settle. The question I had was, where do they breed them? Where's the nest? The answer came.
Any parasites in the network?
It's clean, debugged. Got something?
A-firm, of course.
You've located them?
A-firm, snuff time.
Where?
Spacer's design.
They're not on this planet?
A-firm, the moon.
Which moon? There's six of them up there.
Potato.
Uh-huh. Potato, the smallest one.
Subsurface nesting.
You have the plans of their layout?
A firm niche.
When can we hit?
A matter of minis and micros.
What's that mean?
That means now.
Right. I contacted Moonbeam. She's an Aurorian warrior, a combat professional that also had a score to settle with the Slimies.
We need more time.
Redboard it.
Some practical constraints, okay?
Specified error band glitch.
Look, sticky fingers, work it out in the compu graphics, but keep your fingers off the screen.
Glitch.
What is she saying?
I think that's a rude noise.
Glitch.
All right. Look, Toots. A modified time window scheme, okay?
Glitch.
All right, you're saying the Slimy's main concentration is the B level here, right? Get Slimies from point A to point B. Good. Now at this point, the converter's output level swings. It reaches a full range at 380 mV.
Glitch.
What?
Asynchronous double buffer.
Do you understand her?
I was hoping you could.
Glitch.
All right. What about this?
Comparator is strong.
I went for a walk. Three of the six moons of Sumanula were hanging up there, and on one of them, the Slimies. Well, I don't know what'll happen, but if nothing else, there'll be some nice sounds, yeah. We settle down on Potato, a little cratered spud of a moon that orbits Sumanula. It's also a nesting place for the Slimies. Toots Mutant briefed us pretty good. She knew their layout. All neatly hidden beneath the surface. Moonbeam, the Aurorian, was able to bring us in invisible to their detection systems. We're suited up in what Toots calls Zoot fighting suits. They're battle suits tailored like tanks. They amplify your arm and leg movements. In a sense, they are tanks. You can walk through walls with the things. We start off. It's totally barren terrain. Rocks, craters, moon dust. Each suit is equipped with a finger laser. Yeah, honest. I know it sounds funny. We're also carrying cannons, grenades, all sorts of explosives. The suits have their own computers that constantly scan and analyze anything that looks suspicious. Toots has rigged up a dead man switch. As soon as you release it, the suit starts firing automatically. Oh! They're using bozo bombs.
We've set off their defense system. Open fire.
Moonbeam launches a grenade inside the mouth. A Slimy comes out, flying. I open up with a finger laser. We're making our way across the first level when I see a flash, and then I'm hit. Oh, I'm knocked flat. The suit automatically stands me back up again. Now this is where the trouble starts. I don't know if it was the hit that jarred something loose or Toots had rigged it to happen, but the suit goes on automatic. The computer takes over. A wall slams down as the Slimies seal themselves off. The suit and I simply walk through it. Listen, this suit is running on...
To your left. The incubators.
We enter the incubator chamber, where they grow the slimies. I start blasting everything, whether it's living or not. I never planned on this sort of massacre, but I'm running on automatic, and by the looks of things, I'd just come along for the ride. Moonbeam, I'm stuck on automatic. The temperature's going up in here.
Can't you override it?
I can't. It's stuck. It shoots anything that moves. Don't get in front of me.
You're going to overload and burn out.
Yeah, yeah. Tell it to my tailor. My Zoot fighting suit is stuck on automatic, firing at anything that moves. I don't know if Toots planned this or what, but it's getting hot as hell in here. I'm overloading. I'm gonna burn out. The slimies are searching for my wavelength, trying to make mind contact. They connect, grab my mind, and start squeezing until it feels like it's gonna pop.
The slimies are...
Moonbeam's hit so hard, she flips through the air and crashes on her back. Her suit is sizzling. She's shut down. Their cannon swings over at me. Oh, I got a terrific headache. My shields are burnt out. My finger laser is smoking, spent. I slow time. The cannon does a slow belch as a hot shell comes roaring out of its snout. I stumble aside. Slow time some more, even though my head is splitting, and toss a grenade into the snout. Oh, the explosion rocks me back on my heels. I slow time more, slower, slower, breaking it into microseconds. I'm smoking up in here. A short circuit in the suit fizzles out. Time speeds back up. I look pretty helpless. The slimies are amused. They set a bozo bomb at my feet and walk away, chuckling. So, the big hot foot, huh? Well, I'm not waiting to find out. I pop the suit open and climb out, tubes and wires trailing after me, my trusty Smith Hitachi Godzilla blaster in hand. The slimies whirl. Ah! Here's a kiss for you. Ah! Ha. I walk over to Moonbeam's smoldering suit. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you pop me out of here?
No, your latch is stuck. Isn't there an escape hatch out the back or something?
This isn't funny, Ruby. I'm suffocating.
Okay, I'll blast the latch. Stand back.
What do you mean, stand back? I'm stuck in here.
Just a joke.
Ouch. Oh, man, what a headache.
Yeah, me too. Well, we did it.
Snuffed them?
Everyone, I think. Oh, my name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one.
My name is Moonbeam. I'm an Aurorian warrior. A good one. That's fun.
Yeah, I'll miss it. The Black Star. Is there some energy source coming from deep in the universe that's affecting us? Or is there an alien intelligence lurking in the shadows behind our thoughts? Or could it be a morphogenetic field left behind by the original Nulians? Oh, I don't know the answer. I do know there's something out there that some of us have tuned in on. Or, as Taru says, could be the planet is evolving, affecting everything on it. Could be we're evolving, huh? Fat chance. Look, I'm sorry I can't tie this up neatly for you. Anyway, I went out to Taru's dig to say goodbye. Taru turned out to be a pretty good guy after all.
Well, thank you, Ruby. I appreciate that.
Yeah. How's your dig coming along?
Well, it's a little slow.
What's that?
Missed. Damn bugs. A little slow at the moment, huh?
Hey, where's Moliere and the rest of the mole people?
Well, they're hibernating.
What? This time of year?
I know, but they hibernate about 6 months out of the year. Mm. And months that have X in them.
Hey, wait a minute. This month doesn't have an X.
I know, but this month is, there he is again. But this month is the birthday of Xavier Cugat.
Who?
Saint Cugat. You know, Xavier.
Oh,
yeah, patron saint of some sort. Something to do with those tangos those moles so dearly love.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do they ever play any other kind of music?
Oh, sure. You mean like the Moliachi band?
Yeah. Not bad, Taru.
Yeah, I guess I... I got him that time.
Taru.
Yeah.
Remember the ceiling.
Oh, don't worry, Ruby. I've certainly learned my lesson by now. Now look at these girders. This ceiling is just a sound, and just a sound as.
Oh, Taru.
Ruby, this is the last time I'm gonna say this.
Say what? Taru.
Ruby.
Hey, over here, Taru.
You all right?
Yeah. Oh.
Ruby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Come here.
What?
Come over here. Take a look at this.
What is it?
Some kind of a scragament.
Scragament?
You know, yeah, some kind of scroll, some kind of fragment of a parchment.
Oh.
You know, yeah, it's got some kind of glyphics on it here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
You know what this means, Ruby?
This could be the end.
Ah, it says Ruby was played. Ruby was played by Laura Esterman.
I love you, Laura. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Molière, Chief Molière, was played by Fred Newman. And the Tuca was also played by Fred Newman. And Angel Lips. Remember Angel Lips? Robin Carfo. And or Tom Stewart. The Rodent Kapoor also, yes, also played by Tom Stewart. And the Android Sisters, Ruth Brewer. Ha! And Valeria Vasilewski, also including the techno witches, Anna Vofan, and Nora Ferguson, Ofan, Wanoff, Off. Valeria Vasilewski, I can say that. Monet was played by Tom Stovall, Moonbeam, Elaine Graham, Toots, Mutant of the Zoots, Mutant. Kara Duff McCormick, and Harold Matisse. Played by Chris McCann. Mother Kapoor by Tom Stewart again. There he is, back again. The man of many faces and many voices and many names. And the Bleep Hole by Stephen Keats. The Vocoder Chorus by Tim Clark. And Sam the Bard Droid, Peter Friedman. Now, the announcer is Dave Herman. And now, the production staff. Let us all get down on our hands and knees and pay obeisance to Thomas Manuel Lopez, the executive producer. Ha! Thank you very much. And the assistant producer, Gail Turner. Oh, thank you very much. And the director, T.M. Lopez. And the assistant director, Bill Raymond. And the original score for Ruby was composed and performed by none other than the vocoder man himself, Tim Clark. Wait, special effects, T. Lopez, engineers, Fulton and Clark. What happened to Fulton and Lewis? Never mind. Shoot him down. Bow. Okay, Ruby was mixed at ZBS Studios and Fort Edward, New York. Now, say special thanks to Gail Turner, Pat Anderson, Bobby Bilecki, Roma Baron, Bob Thread, Bill Moskowitz, Greg Schifrin, Captain Beefheart, God bless you, one and all, Robert Anton Wilson, and Roy of Hollywood. Hello, Roy, how are you? Anyway, also thanks to 39th Street Music Productions, Green Street Recording, and the McLaughlin Planetarium, and this... this is Bill Raymond, otherwise known as T.J. Taru, saying... Thank you. There's more? What? Oh, now this series is made possible, in part, with public funds from the New York State Council on the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through the National Public Radio Satellite Development Fund. This series was produced by ZBS Foundation, which is solely responsible for its content. It's not my fault. Ruby was written by Meatball Fulton, who also says daily his mantra is, it's not my fault. That's a likely story. We know, wacko. Ruby is dedicated to Miss Phoenix. Oh, bless you, Phoenix. And anyway, I lost my place. Maybe you can cut it out. I don't know. Oh, okay. You can get cassettes of Ruby from ZBS Fort Edward, New York, 12828. That's it. Goodbye.
Ruby is a ZBS production.